Mike Pompeo mocks Nancy Pelosi for ripping up State of the Union speech. By Christina Wong on February 4, 2020. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo mocked House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, for ripping up her copy of President Trump's State of the Union speech right behind his back after he delivered it. Pompeo, who is close to the president, tweeted without comment a picture of Lisa Simpson crying as she is preparing to tear up a piece of paper. Pompeo tweeted from his personal account, not from his Secretary of State account. Pelosi's ripping up of the speech appeared to be a made-for-TV moment to express her disdain for the president, who delivered a speech filled with touching moments that appeared aimed at reaching out to the military, Black Americans, and Latino communities. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, RSC, called it an outstanding speech. He said he appreciated Pelosi as House Speaker but that tearing the speech up is not going to tear up the accomplishments of the president. I think he's well on his way to being re-elected, he added. Representative Michael Waltz, RFL, a Green Beret, tweeted about Pelosi's gesture, "I find this sad. At the end of the day, we are all Americans." Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, RGA, said he was disgusted and insulted by Pelosi tearing up the speech and called for her to be censured. "She isn't clever or cute. Her childishness insults our American traditions should be censured," he tweeted. Navy Admiral, retired, Ronnie Jackson, a House candidate in Texas and the president's former physician at the White House, called Pelosi's move shameful. Nancy Pelosi once again the flag bearer for a party that has no respect for the office of the presidency slash no sense of what it really means to be an American. Shameful. Embarrassed and scared for our country, he tweeted. Pelosi later told reporters that ripping up the speech was the courteous thing to do, considering the alternative, according to NBC News. Follow Breitbart News Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.